I just want to encourage all of us to the book of Colossians chapter 4. I hope this passage is very, very common to all of us, but I just want to share a few things from this passage. Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4 verses 2 to 4. I read. It says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Verse 3. "With all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds." Verse 4. "That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak." God bless us through this holy word. Let me pray. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed time that, Lord, you have granted to each one of us to be here together, praying unto you, Lord, supplicating our needs, and also, Lord, praying for the gospel's advance. And as we have gathered here, Lord, I'm going to share a few words from your word. Lord, may you help me that, Lord, I will be able to share. I'll be able to encourage all of us here that will be, Lord, spiritually and prayerfully benefited for all of us, O Lord. We thank you for even this blessed time that you have given to us. We commit ourselves and this very short time of meditation into your loving hands. All these things we ask and pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, when we look at in this verse, three verses, we find very, very important things about prayer. So I just entitled this the topic is the four characteristics of prayer. The first thing we find here in Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 is continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. The verb continue is very, very important in this verse. So the word continue, I think if we read in NIV, we see the word devoted. Be devoted to prayer, or be devoted in prayer. Here in KJV we find continue in prayer. So the first point that I want to share to all of us is we must be faithful in our prayer. We must be faithful in our prayer. The word continue means being constant, being faithful, being devoted, being steadfast. So we have a command in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Do not stop praying. That's what it says. The same thing we find in the first chapters of the book of Acts. If I'm not mistaken, I've shared last time. In Acts chapter 1 verse 4, in Acts chapter 2 verse 42, in Acts chapter 6 verse 4, we find about the early Christians, they continued in prayer. They continued in prayer. That's what they did it. That's what they do. So, Apostle Paul is encouraging the Colossian believers to be devoted to prayer, to continue in prayer, to continue in prayer. So also to all of us, Apostle Paul is encouraging all the believers, all of us, to continue in our prayer, to be constant, to be faithful, to be devoted, to be steadfast in our prayers. Now we have a scheduled prayer. We have a scheduled prayer like for us, we have the prayers at 7 o'clock in the evening. Every night we have prayers with my children. So likewise, we have a scheduled prayers. But I want to ask all of us tonight or today that how many times do we pray apart from the scheduled prayers that we have? How many times do we pray apart from the scheduled prayers that we have? Do you pray in times of your sadness? Do we pray in times of our happiness? Do we pray in times of our troubles? It is necessary. It is very, very important for all the believers, all the Christians to pray constantly, to pray each moment in our lives. Prayer is one of the best or the strongest weapon that we have that we can stand against the evil powered Satan and his forces. We can stand against temptations, trials, and tests that we face in our lives. Prayer is very important. We pray more does not mean that God is deaf. Actually, God enjoys listening to our prayers. God enjoys answering to our prayers. When we ask what we need, God enjoys our prayers. He sometimes tests our faith. He sometimes tests our faith. He delay does not mean that he denies our prayer. He delays. Sometimes he wants to test us. So we should not stop. We should continue to pray. We cannot force God. We cannot force him to do what we want him to do, but he has his own timing. His own timing. He will do in his own timing. The only duty that we have, the responsibility that we have is just to pray to him. Pray to him. Wait patiently for him. Now the second thing that I find here is we must be watchful in our prayer. Watch, it says here, and watch in the same, continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That's what it says. Watch or watchful simply means being awake. Awake or being alert. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 26 verse 41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. When we pray, we must be alert, we must be awake that we don't commit sins, that we don't fall into temptation. We must be careful of what we pray for. We must be careful of what we pray for. We must avoid selfish prayers. We must avoid preaching or correcting others to our prayers. We must avoid praying of our will or our wish. We must pray for the will of God, that we don't fall into temptation, that we don't fall into the evil trap. We should not correct others. We should not preach others when we pray. We should not pray like the Pharisees do. But we should pray for the will of God, humbly. And the third thing that I find here is, it says in verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is an important aroma when we pray. It gives a sweet smell to the prayer. I want to tell all of us tonight, it gives a very sweet smell to our prayer. Thanksgiving is very, very important. In fact, we should thank God for everything in our lives before we pray for anything. When we pray, I want all of us to thank God. The moment we start praying to God, the first thing that we should do is we should thank God. We should be grateful to God. Then we can continue in our prayer. That's what I want to tell all of us. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. One of my favorite writers and scholars, Warren Wiersbe, says, sincere gratitude to God is one of the best ways to put fervor into our prayer, into our praying. That's what Wiersbe said. Now let's go to the fourth point. Our prayer must be purposeful. Our prayer must be purposeful. In verse 3, when we read verse 3, we shall pray also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Verse 4, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Verse 4, I just want to read in NIV. It says, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. That's what it says. In NIV, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. That's what it says. So Apostle Paul mentions two important things here. The first thing that he mentions is that pray also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance or a door of message to speak the mystery of Christ. And the second thing that he says is that pray for me that I may be able to proclaim the message of Christ, the mystery of Christ clearly, so that I don't make confusion to the believer, I mean to the hearers, so that I may make it very clear that the listeners or the audience will not confuse. They will hear very clearly and they will believe it. So I really like this very verse. So our prayer must be purposeful. In verse 2, pray for us also that God would open unto us a door of utterance or message to speak the mystery of Christ. Too often our prayers are so general. We are not specific. So often we are not specific in our prayers. We are not specific in anything. We just pray. But when we pray in specific, our prayers become so effective. When we are specific in our prayers become more effective, so effective. So many a times we want God to bless what our will when we pray. Our purpose of prayer should not be our will be done, but God's will be done. As Paul wants the Colossian believers to pray for them, so that the Lord will open the door of message to them, that they will proclaim the message effectively. He also says in verse 4, pray that I may proclaim the message clearly as I should. I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. That's what it says. Let us pray specifically. Let us pray for the missionaries. Let us pray for the masses, the open door, that God will open the door for the believers, the missionaries, the evangelists, that they will preach, they will proclaim the word of God, they will proclaim the gospel of Christ. They will be able to make it clear, very, very clearly, that the listeners, the audience will hear very clearly and they will believe it. They will be convinced. They will be convicted. So very important in our prayer. Let us pray for the missionaries. Let us pray for the evangelists. Let us pray for the pastors. Let us pray for the servants of God, that they may be effective. They may be clear in their teaching. They will be effective in their teaching, in their proclamation of the gospel of Christ. So finally, I want to challenge all of us. Let us constantly pray, being watchful and being thankful, having the right purpose in our prayer, so that our prayers may be sweet aroma unto God. So God bless us through this very short encouragement.